Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It's gonna be funky. How come all the pretty girls like you are taken, baby? I've been looking for someone like you to save me.
Throughout our history, there has been one constant critical to ensuring NAS Whitingfield's mission success: infrastructure support. Without quality housing, maintained airfields, roads, reliable utilities, and a host of other support service and services, our ability to remain resilient and operationally ready would be challenging. Taking care of the installation takes care of the mission. It enables the installation to remain effective and efficient, leading to cost savings. These potential savings will help generate avenues to support and improve operational readiness and mission capability.
Now, this is Captain Paul Party Boys' call sign, Flores, Paul Flores, who is the commanding officer at NAS Whiting Field. And this is from the Board of County Commissioners meeting, two, three weeks ago, something like that. I just hadn't had a chance to really share this yet, and I thought, well, I have an appropriate time where we can talk about this because this is a big story, and it goes on with another big story. You heard Steve mention just a moment ago that Naval Air Station Whiting Field has been recognized as the 2024 Commander-in-Chief's Annual Award for Installation Excellence for the entire Navy. Pretty good. You know, I mean, they win a lot of awards at Whiting. They really do. Commander-in-Chief's Annual Award for Installation Excellence recognized the outstanding and innovative efforts of the people who operate and maintain U.S. military installations. The six recipients of the highly competitive Presidential Award were selected for their exemplary support of Department of Defense missions. And that's fantastic. Well done. Way to go. Best base in the Navy. That's wow. I mean, you know, wow. But, you know, well done. But back to the, which is, yeah, we just celebrated. It's fantastic. Back to Party Boy talking about this recent infrastructure deal. This was big news. And even though I know we've covered it and I think Channel 3 covered it and PNJ covered it, I'm not sure everybody understands exactly why this is big news. But as he explains, okay, infrastructure is key. And we think about the training of the pilots and we think about the instructors and we think about, you know, having a supportive environment around them, as in buffering the base from people complaining about noise and having affordable housing and having good schools so that people want to serve at these bases and don't want to avoid them, which has been an issue at NAS Pensacola because surrounding schools have been bad for so long that, you know, some people preference away from the base, right? I mean, all of this stuff, okay? Cost of living needs to be reasonable so people can afford to live here, all of that. But also, just basic infrastructure maintenance of the base needs to be something that isn't super expensive. And this agreement makes it possible on a more affordable basis to maintain the infrastructure on the base and take care of essential base infrastructure needs.
One such innovation is intergovernmental support agreements, referred to as IGSAs. IGSAs were authorized for use by the Department of Defense through the 2013 National Defense Authorization Act.
NDAA, you often hear it called.
IGSAs allow military installations to enter into formal partnership agreements with state or local governments for the provision, receipt, or sharing of support services.
The basic short version of this is that when the military has to buy something, it's a long, slow federal governmental process. When the city of Milton or Santa Rosa County buys something, it's still slow, but nowhere near as slow. And if it's local, which is the idea of the IGSA, you can accomplish it cheaper and you can accomplish it more quickly, which often also means cheaper. And so it's a way of the Navy buying stuff that it needs for its base operations and maintenance, but at a cost savings. So that because the procurement runs through the city or the county, it doesn't have to go through all of the incredibly ridiculous steps that the federal government has to go through, and it can save money. That's the idea of the IGSA. Plus, it guarantees that the services are provided locally, which is good money for the city or for the county, right?
IGSAs are a great avenue in military installations' pathway to cooperative and achievable transformation. IGSAs enhance efficiencies and develop greater mutual support, creating new community revenue streams, and promoting opportunities to keep jobs and dollars local.
Right. Good for everybody.
We are here to celebrate the signing of two IGSAs today with the City of Milton and Santa Rosa County.
You say, well, okay, that's all fine talk in the abstract, but what particular things are these IGSAs going to do?
NES Whiting Field will be working through inroads and relationships established by the City of Milton to provide the following services. Water tank maintenance and repair, road maintenance and repair, utility systems maintenance and repair, stormwater infrastructure maintenance and repair. We are also announcing a new partnership with Santa Rosa County to explore how the county is able to help the base maintain its infrastructure through services like tree removal, fencing, stormwater infrastructure maintenance and repair services, road maintenance and repair, and a variety of engineering services.
So those are some of the details, and you know, you might say, well, that sure sounds boring. Guess what? The operation of a military base, just like the operation of a city, often involves extraordinarily boring but extraordinarily fundamental things, right, John? You were an accounting guy?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the basic stuff may not be sexy, but it's the basic stuff that makes the thing work, right?
Exactly.
John Pickens exactly. Got traffic on the fives.
All right, no accidents to let you know about right now, but we are, if you're at 9th Avenue and Bayou heading westbound, you're going to see some minor delays there, so just be prepared for that. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Party Boy Flores, commanding officer at NAS Whiting. Outgoing. I mean, he's soon to transition out within a couple of months, if I remember correctly. How much is all of this going to save the base?
We anticipate combined savings from these IGSA projects and services to potentially be more than $1.5 million annually, a cost reduction of nearly 55%.
So what was going to be $3 million is only going to cost him $1.5 million, and because it's going to be sourced locally through procurement of the county and the city, it's better for the county and the city. I mean, again, this is genuinely and everybody wins.
Look, I just want to thank mainly the people of Santa Rosa County. My tour is wrapping up sometime this year. We'll see what happens. But I just want to thank the people of Santa Rosa for making this place home to me, and especially for my sailors and staff at Whiting Field. It's been a very special place, a very special tour, and if I am forced to leave, I will miss it dearly. Thank you, everybody.
So, and we will miss him. He's been a great CEO. I know several, I don't remember all of them, but, you know, I've met several of the CEOs. I mean, you know, the guy who runs the airport, Pensacola International Airport, Matt Coughlin, used to be the CEO at Whiting. You know, so there is this very tight relationship between the commanding officers of both bases, you know, NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, and the community. And this is a great thing. And it comes nicely, as I talk about it, on the day when they were recognized as the best base in the Navy. So well done, NAS Whiting Field. 717 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about, you know, making a change educationally or picking up some additional skills or, you know, honestly just taking classes for fun, as some people like to do to learn, Pensacola State College is a great local resource for this. Our closest connection with PSC is that our two oldest boys who are now at university both went to PSC for dual enrollment as homeschooled high schoolers. And for 3 years, they were taking homeschool classes and then also college classes, which served both as high school credit and also college credit. So over the course of 3 years, taking a couple of classes a semester, they wound up with a year and a half worth of credit when they entered university. And now they're, you know, one's about to graduate this year at 20, and the other is going to graduate a year and a half ahead because of this. So this is a great program, and it's free. Dual enrollment is free. No cost for classes, no cost for books. And we love PSC. I taught at community college for a long time, so I really appreciate community college because it's a place where teachers go to teach because they just want to teach, you know, and not just research and then sometimes teach. So it's very student-focused, very accommodating of student needs. Also, you know, a wide variety of class times for any given course that you need to take, so you can pick your instructor, pick your time, this, all that stuff. Very flexible. Campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As you celebrate Independence Day, be sure to take time to read over Thomas Jefferson's Declaration of Independence. Jefferson was only 33 years old when he drafted one of the most well-written and formative documents of our nation's history. 56 signers tenaciously declared their independence from the tyranny of King George, all the while maintaining their dependence on God, the King of Kings. Jefferson wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Jefferson is saying that all persons are guaranteed certain rights by virtue of their personhood, not by government decree. As you celebrate Independence Day, reflect on the courage of our founding fathers, but also reflect on our Creator. Praise Him for His divine providence and His provision of our unalienable rights.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring, located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
Open your heart and home.
Adopt a teen, sibling, group, or a child with special needs.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support through the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
All veils and misty. Streets are blue. Almond looks that chill divine. Some silken moment goes on forever, and we're leaving broken hearts behind. You mystify me.
I mean, if you start it, you have to let it get to this part, right?
Mystify.
It'd be wrong to interrupt.
Mystify me. I need perfection.
Oh, yeah. So we learned something about the Democratic Party yesterday from Corinne Jean-Pierre.
The president, and I know you will remember this, back in 2020, referred to himself as a transition candidate. He also said back then that he would be a bridge to the next generation of Democratic leaders. Does he still believe that?
Yes. I mean, I think his statement stands. I mean, one of the reasons why he picked the vice president, President Kamala Harris, is because she is indeed the future of the party.
Is she? Really? Is she? I always love when you can hear in the press secretary's voice a little bit of the, oh, not again. You hear that?
Yes, I mean, I think his statement stands. I mean, one of the reasons.
Wait.
Does he still believe that?
Listen.
Yes, I mean, I think his statement stands.
I think it's. So she goes on.
And he's very proud to have partnered with her and continue to partner with her and delivering an unprecedented record for the American people.
This is the boilerplate.
And I think he's going to continue certainly to do that. They're going to do that as partners. Like I said, I just saw them before walking into the briefing room. They stopped by to talk to me and my team, and they're ready to go. They're ready to continue.
Yeah, this is the, you know, everything is good. Everything is awesome. Sing the song from the Lego movie. It's great. They're fantastic buddies, and there's no problem here. So, again, with the follow-up, and I always appreciate a reporter who follows up.
So the transition would happen in 8 years.
I mean, I'm not going to get into speculation from here. But you ask me if that his remarks and statement still stands. Yes, it still does.
So she's the future of the party. When is that transition taking place exactly? Is that in 4 more years after? Well, we're not going to get into that from here. Not going to answer that question from here. By the way, the speculation is just rampant over, of course, whether Biden is going to stay in or drop out of the race at this point, given the complete catastrophe for him in the debate last week. By the way, Trump has been basically silent because, you know, the old rule in politics is that when your opponent's lighting themselves on fire, let them. Let it be. Don't interfere. You know, don't stop them from doing terrible things. But interestingly, the speculation on if he does drop out and who might step in, of course, you know, Gretchen Whitmer or, you know, Gavin Newsom have been, you know, widely speculated. Who's the one person, John, I'm going to ask you this question.
Okay.
Who's the one person that would probably handily defeat Trump that everybody's the most scared could be the possibility?
Wow.
Who's super popular, who's well-liked, who's younger, mm-hmm. who's beautiful, who was married to a president not that long ago who was a president? Michelle Obama.
Oh.
Michelle Obama, in my mind, Michelle Obama was always the one that I was the most worried about.
Right.
Because there's no doubt in my mind that she would win. She's so well-liked as an alternative to Trump. And, I mean, I'm not celebrating this. I was always terrified that she would run. Now, she has said that she has no interest in it. She's 60. But a poll was done. Ipsos Reuters did a poll. I'll tell you the results in just a second. John's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. No accidents on the big board right now to let you know about. Seeing some delays right now if you're at the intersection of 9th and Bayou going eastbound. You'll notice there's heavy traffic right in front of the Chick-fil-A right there. So just be careful with that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Yeah, so Ipsos Reuters does a poll asking questions like, who would Trump win? Would Trump do well against, for example, Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan or Kentucky, even Andy Beshear or J.B. Pritzker from Illinois? Oh, J.B. Pritzker. Please run for president, J.B. Pritzker. He is the most dislikable person. He's smart, but, man, he has run Illinois into the ground, which is a long tradition of running Illinois into the ground. I'm from there, so I can say that. He beats all of them, okay? And this is just in, you know, like the popularity contest poll. This is the, you know, who do you like? That doesn't relate to the Electoral College, doesn't relate to swing states. So it doesn't really mean much, except that it tells you overall. Against Kamala Harris, Trump wins by a point right now, 43-42. Against Biden, it's a dead heat right now in this most recent poll, 40-40. 8% won't vote. Against Michelle Obama, Donald Trump, 39%. Michelle Obama, 50%, 11 points. Now, anybody can be a great candidate until you actually see them campaign and see them get attacked, and I get that. But I have always had this fear that the Obamas would come back through the wife. Now, she's consistently said she doesn't want the job. But do you remember what Obama said before he ran for president? No, I'm not trying to be president. Don't need it. Drag me into it is a long American tradition of being the reluctant hero, so to speak. So I'm not saying it would happen, but, you know, if there is a change in the ticket, that's the one that has me the most concerned. 728 on News Radio Pensacola. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
Well, Israel and Hamas are reportedly close to agreeing on a ceasefire deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to convene his security cabinet today to discuss new Hamas positions on a possible ceasefire deal in Gaza. Negotiations, though, could take several weeks if Netanyahu gives the go-ahead to move ahead with those discussions. Airbnb is trying to keep wild 4th of July parties from being booked through the website there. The company says it's cracking down on unauthorized parties for the holiday, and it sees one night and two night reservations as potential problems. Airbnb says it reached out to numerous law enforcement agencies across the country to quell any massive parties that could break out and cause issues. And that's what's happening.
All right. Thanks so much, Steve. Yeah, somebody texted and said, Michelle, the Obamas don't really get along with the Bidens, or she doesn't get along. Actually, the way I understand that is it has to do with, I guess she had a fairly good relationship with the, well, yeah, you know what? I don't know the details. I don't want to spend. That's generally thought to be true. Doesn't like the Bidens much. And so, but this would be to replace the Biden, would be, you're right, as an alternative. So, I don't know. Just it's one of those things that, you know, sometimes our job is to speculate about crazy, wild stuff. And That's one of those crazy, wild, but you know, if they did kind of things, what would you think about that? Hey, if you are 64, turning 65, or you're retiring and, you know, you're going to be converting over onto Medicare, well, guess what? That can seem like a big change if you've done insurance a certain way your whole life. And it sort of is, but it's not that hard to do. It's not that complicated. But if you have questions, it's because you don't know. And, you know, a whole new thing can create some apprehension and people might be calling you and sending you emails and letters. And that can be frustrating or stressing. So here's what you do. You call Ricky Stewart. She's a good friend of mine. I've known her for 10 years, as long as we've lived here. She's super sweet. You will love her. She does insurance. Her whole family does insurance, and she does this one part. So what supplement? What's Advantage? What's prescription coverage? What's Medicaid? Does Medicaid apply to me? Good questions. Ask her. She's sat down with so many of our listeners and, you know, answered the questions for them. She's great. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. Questions about fireworks with Mike Wood coming up next.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Biden hosted Democratic governors at the White House yesterday, looking to quell concerns about his debate performance.
I'm here to tell you today, President Joe Biden is in it to win it.
That's New York Governor Kathy Hochul. She's supporting him, but it's a different story in Congress.
One more Democratic House lawmaker is calling for the president to leave the race. Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva says what he needs to do is shoulder the responsibility for keeping that seat, and part of that responsibility is to get out of this race. And Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton is getting blunt, saying the status quo will likely deliver the country former President Trump.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Hurricane Beryl could be heading for the Texas coast after pounding Jamaica with life-threatening storm surge and 140-mile-per-hour winds. 8 deaths have been reported so far. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy 4th of July. It's 7:31 right now, 81 and mostly sunny. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio Pensacola. Blue Angels Jet No. 5 was briefly taken out of commission during their performance at the National Cherry Festival in Traverse City, Michigan last Saturday. According to a report from Up North Live and published in the PNJ, the jet was damaged after it struck a seagull during the air show. Fat Albert reportedly flew back to the home base here at NES Pensacola early last Sunday to get parts for repairs and was able to return to the National Cherry Festival air show and perform alongside the Blue Angels at the end of their performance. The damaged jet was also able to return for the end of the show. That's according to Up North Live. Escambia County leaders will be celebrating the grand opening of Beulah's brand new fire station next week. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is scheduled for next Thursday morning, 11 a.m. And the Bradshaw McNair Fire Station is over 14,500 square feet and features 4 vehicle bays for fire trucks. The station is named after the late District Chief Dwayne Bradshaw and the retired District Chief Steve McNair. The station is located directly behind the former Beulah Fire Station and will remain as Escambia Fire Rescue Station No. 2. Well, Florida has more boats than any other state, and lots of Floridians will be spending as much time as possible out on the water over the holiday weekend. Well, Major Bill Holcomb with the FWC says, make sure you have a life jacket for everyone on board.
You know, when you go out there, you need to always be aware of your surroundings, be respectful to the other boaters around you. Make sure you're following the navigational aids, you know, make sure you're doing the things you're supposed to do while out there on the water to make sure that you're safe.
And just like on land, don't drink and drive. Operation Dry Water, aimed at reducing alcohol and drug-related boating incidents and fatalities, is taking place throughout the entire weekend with sobriety checkpoints and saturation patrols statewide. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. Happy 4th of July. We are going to be seeing a nice hot one today. There is a heat advisory in place with temperatures warming up near 94 degrees, feeling well into the triple digits. 40% chance of rain as we go into the afternoon. Pop-up showers and thunderstorms possible. As we head into the evening, everything should clear out for fireworks with temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, 30% chance of rain, high near 93. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
Well, no accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on North Palafox Street southbound, right, starting around Maxwell Street all the way down to Lakeview, you're going to see some major delays there. No accidents, but it's just heavy traffic. Other than that, I-10, I-110 looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Right now, temperature-wise, 81 degrees in Pensacola, 82 in Gulf Breeze, and 79 in Milton at 7:34. The next news is at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A big announcement this week coming from the Federal Trade Commission that has voted unanimously to block mattress manufacturer Tempur Sealy's $4 billion proposed acquisition of Mattress Firm over competition concerns in the sector. The FTC issuing an administrative complaint and allowed a lawsuit in federal court alleging that Tempur Sealy, as the world's biggest supplier and manufacturer of mattresses, will have the ability and incentive to suppress competition and raise prices for mattresses for millions of consumers. If you need a break with the summer heat, a major sportswear company is providing the assist. Nike is partnering up with Hyper Ice for new boots designed to massage and support athletes' feet and bodies while being worn. The shoes offer heat and dynamic air compression, providing both warmth and targeted pressure to aid in recovery. The markets are closed today for July 4th and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What you doing, Terry? Terry, what's up? Father.
So, Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Can such a thing happen in the city of Pensacola this year?
Yeah, it can. You know, every year I look at that video, and it's almost as traditional at the 4th of July as the WKRP video or the show with the Thanksgiving.
It's the turkey drop. Yeah, it's the Mobile Leprechaun. It's Terry and the fireworks. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, we want everybody to go out and have a great time tonight, and just be careful. You know, we've got a great free show downtown tonight that is bigger than it's ever been before. So and it's free. We encourage everybody to go down there and do that because it's free, it's safe, and everybody gets to keep their fingers, and that's a pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing, and you know. I mean, people always, like, if you drive down I-110 toward the fireworks tonight at 8:30 or 8:15, if you're coming late like we always do, you see fireworks going off all over the city. And I know, you know, as law enforcement, it's always this balancing of interests, right? Because you have a lot of cops deployed downtown when you have a big crowd and you got an event. And yet it does remain illegal in the city of Pensacola, despite it being legal in the county, in both counties. It's legal in both counties to shoot off fireworks. It's just not in the city of Pensacola. So things that zoom and boom are, that's a violation of the law. And you don't want to find yourself getting arrested on the 4th of July for being dumb, right?
No, you know, we don't want to arrest anybody for that. It is a law that's on the books. When we arrive, some people, it's confusing because of the state law. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to warn them and let them know that they're in violation. Hopefully we won't have to make a return trip. But if we do, we do have to take it up to the next level. So historically, it hasn't been a huge issue. Now, what it is we get calls for the noise, and we get a lot of those. And we do answer each and every one of those calls. The issue is that those calls are on lower priorities. We have to obviously answer emergency calls first, high priority calls first, and then we will get around to those calls. And a lot of times by the time we get there, the fireworks have been used up and there's nothing for the officer to see or investigate.
How many calls this week and then tonight in particular do you guys get, does 911 get of a, I think I heard a gunshot, but I'm not sure if it's a firework or not?
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of those. And so, you know, we have ShotSpotter that's going to help us out, and ShotSpotter can determine. Most of the time, there are some false cases, but sometimes most of the time it will determine whether it's a gunfire or not. But we're going to get those calls where people think it's shots fired. We get over there and determine that it's fireworks. So that's something that we get every year. But our calls for fireworks complaints can sometimes get backed up an hour, 2 hours, because obviously, we have to answer the emergency calls first. And people are going to be off today. They're going to be partying all day long.
Yeah.
And sometimes into the evening, they start getting upset with each other. Disturbances break out. And we obviously have to answer those calls first.
Right, for sure. And ShotSpotter, as I recall, does distinguish between fireworks and gunfire. I'm assuming it's not a 100% accuracy, but it's fairly good at distinguishing them, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good. So that the sound goes off at a central location. It's listened to by a person who is trained in the difference between fireworks and gunshots. But sometimes we still do get one that comes in as a gunshot. It turns out to be fireworks. So hopefully we won't have too many of those false positives, if you would, tonight.
Anything else as far as safety or going to the fireworks downtown? Oh, I know one question I have been asked. Can people walk on the new bridge and stand on the pedestrian side westward towards the bay and watch the fireworks from the pedestrian walkway?
Yes, they can on the pedestrian walkway. We just ask the traffic not stop on the bridge and watch the fireworks show. We need to keep that moving. And believe it or not, in the past, we've had issues with people just stopping to take a couple of pictures or some video on the bridge, and you can't do that.
Yeah, that's not good. But I, you know, people don't think about these things. And I was kind of looking at the map, and it's about the same distance from there as from Bayfront. So I'm not sure that you gain much by being on the bridge in terms of visibility, but I'm sure people are going to, you know, want to do that. And, you know, there are benches there if you can get one early. I suppose it'll be available for you. Talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, had a couple of really unpleasant things happen in the last week. One was you had a pedestrian fatality at Pace and Gadsden on Saturday, right?
Yeah, the individual walked out into traffic and was struck and killed. And that's, you know, that's something we've talked about so many times about using crosswalks, especially at night. But when they don't use crosswalks and possibly in dark clothing, and the driver is just not prepared or not planning on seeing a pedestrian walk out in front of them, and then you have problems such as this. So, yeah, we hated to see it, and we're going to try to just keep telling people to use those crosswalks.
I have never lived in a place where I felt so when I'm driving, felt so concerned that I would inadvertently kill somebody because of people walking near or into traffic. And, you know, I've just never lived in a place where it was such, and it is such a thing here. And, you know, I don't know if it's the South or if it's Florida or whatever, but, and as you say, particularly at night, people wear dark clothing, they don't wear anything reflective, and I don't. It's just it's super weird and super scary to, you know, just to drive around sometimes at night because of that. We also had a very, very unpleasant thing happen. You guys had a traffic stop on Cervantes. Yesterday? Maybe it was the day before. I don't know that where you had a the suspect shot himself after getting pulled over. Is that right?
Yeah, the officer was attempting to stop a pickup truck for all it was, Andrew, was an expired tag. And the officer was getting ready or approaching the vehicle, and the individual took a handgun and pointed it at himself, at his head, and fired a shot. And the officer saw this. You know, it's a traumatic, it's a bad situation all the way around. We don't know what was going on in that individual's life. I can tell you that he was not wanted for a crime. But, you know, and this is something horrible for the officer to have to look at, too. And,
yeah.
And we just... Yeah, we don't know. I mean, we don't know exactly what caused this individual to do what he did.
Well, and, you know, obviously for that officer, it's horrendous to see. It raises other questions like, well, you know, they didn't draw the gun on the officer, but, you know, somebody's using a gun in the car when you get – I mean, just all of it is just – and we don't really know anything, I'm assuming, about why or – I mean, the person died instantly or they were transported. Can you at least – do we know that much?
Well, the officers on scene decided they did not have time to wait on EMS. They put him in one of our vehicles and transported him to Baptist Hospital themselves as quickly as they could. Sometimes you just don't – seconds matter, and that's the decision that they made to do. So, yeah, it's one of those situations where it's just horrible all the way around. We wish things like that didn't happen, but we never know what's going on in someone's life. And
yeah.
We're certainly glad that the individual didn't point the gun at the officer and cause further problems.
Right, absolutely. We're talking to Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Hold on just a second, Mike. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we're still seeing delays if you're on southbound Maxwell Street, stretching all the way down to Lee Street, seeing some delays there. So be careful with that one. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the nines. Fives. I was looking at nine down there. Sorry.
My boss made you to say that. It's so funny. Traffic on the nines. I kind of like it. Let's go for it. Then I can always be early to traffic. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. You said something a moment ago I just wanted to follow up on. The officer did not wait for EMS to get to the scene because seconds matter when you're talking about a gunshot injury to the head in this horrible incident on Cervantes. Somebody has asked me the question whether this was not related to a hold at EMS or a wait. This is just, you just act immediately because that's really all there is to do in the situation, right?
Yeah, I don't know if there was a hold or not. I know that they usually will ask EMS what their ETA is, their estimated time of arrival.
Yeah.
And the decision was made that we cannot wait on this particular situation.
Okay. So we don't really know, but in any case, in, you know, exigent circumstances, this is not that uncommon.
No, it's not. We've done this before on extreme emergencies. You know, a couple of things. We have to think quickly on things like that. So.
Yeah.
We have to determine whether, you know, are we making things worse by transporting or are we going to possibly save a life by transporting? So these are decisions that are made on each individual case and have to be made quickly.
You know, I don't know the answer to this. What kind of medical life-saving training do our beat cops get?
We've got basic first aid and CPR.
Okay.
So we do it the best we can with what we have. Everybody has a first aid kit in their vehicle. And the main thing on these situations is to hopefully stop the bleeding. We all have tourniquets on our duty belts. They're trained in the use of the tourniquet. So if they can just stop the bleeding, that's priority number one.
Is there any more enhanced training that is available to police officers who want to get it? I mean, I assume the answer is yes, but I just don't know. That's why I'm kind of asking.
Well, we've got the training that we're supposed to have,
right.
That we're required to have. Now, if an officer wants to go and get more training on their own, they're certainly able to do that.
Right. Okay, very good. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for PPD. We always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. What do you got for me today, Mike?
Yeah, this is a myth that evidence can't be used in your case if the police did not have a search warrant. The Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution does protect Americans from unreasonable searches and seizures. It states that a member of law enforcement must first go in front of a judge and explain why they have probable cause for a search warrant. But there are exceptions to these warrant requirements, and those include plain and open view law, stop and frisk, and automobile searches, incident to arrest, and other emergency circumstances. So that's not necessarily true. That's a myth. It just depends on each individual case on whether we needed a warrant at that point or not.
Or if you give consent, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, consent's totally different. But a lot of people, usually the problems come with searches of vehicles, incident to arrest.
Right.
And the officers are able to do that, to search the area where the driver or the passenger was sitting. If it needs to go further than that, then we can wait and get a search warrant and then search the rest of that vehicle.
Yeah, and all of those exceptions that you mentioned are important ones. Plain view, you know, if they pull you over and you've got the bag of cocaine sitting in the back seat, you know, that's, you know, they don't need a search warrant for that. Or if you consent, or if it's an emergency, like a chase, if you're chasing somebody into a structure and they, you know, you have to follow them because they're in the commission. I mean, all of which you and I have talked about many times, but that's interesting. I wouldn't, that's like so mistaken about the law that it almost surprises me, but I suppose I should never be surprised at what people don't understand about the law these days. I suppose that shouldn't surprise. I do have one last question for you, Mike. This is a very important cop related question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Will the winner of the Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest today be the actual champion since Joey Chestnut was disqualified?
You know, that's tough. I've got to go with no. Joey is going to be hard to beat. He's with, obviously, under another label now or another company instead of Nathan. So I'm still a Joey Chestnut fan. I know my son is. He's tried to do this himself, and it's not easy.
No, it is definitely not easy. And now that we have the official declarative dispositive truth of the matter from Mike Wood, we know what we all believe as well. Mike, thanks as always for the time and for the perspective and the information and for keeping us safe, sir. I appreciate it.
I appreciate that, and thank you for not asking me about presidential politics.
No, sir. Even though I can have fun with a silly question, but I'm never going to ask you things that are outside of your purview. 751 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 and Pensacola State College is proud to air the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra's Symphony Sparks and Stars, Thursday, July 4th. Heard live at the Hunter Amphitheater at Community Maritime Park. This free outdoor concert presented by Peter Bouget will honor the United States Armed Forces and feature a mix of patriotic music and popular favorites. The symphony starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 with the 4th of July fireworks and can be heard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
Good morning, 7:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to dip my toe into a controversy that it probably is a dumb idea for me because all I can possibly do is make people angry. So I don't know that this is really a smart thing, but every once in a while, Andrew McKay does unsmart things. The problem with fireworks in your neighborhood and dogs, and as you, I assume, are well aware by now, because it's been talked about quite a bit over the course of the last few years, is, you know, a lot of dogs hate the fireworks, hate the noise, get scared, freak out, bark, run away. Dogs running away during the 4th of July or other times when we're putting off loud noises is a big problem. We have dogs. Our dogs hate the fireworks. They just do, you know, they just don't like it. They freak out and they bark and they run and hide, you know, they're Australian shepherds. They're crazy to begin with. But some people who are dog owners want to get the people who shoot off the fireworks to stop. And, you know, I was talking about this with my wife last night and she's like, you know, we get 353 days of the year where everything's pretty much okay. You know, a day or two here and there is, I mean, it just is. And you're not going to get people to stop. So that's just the reality of it. Is it unpleasant for the dogs? Yes. Would I try to tell people to not shoot off their fireworks on the 4th of July? No. You know? Especially, again, going back to that whole issue of, like, controlling people celebrating freedom the way you don't want them to. Like, it's kind of a weird, like, freedom doesn't always isn't always nice, so to speak. And that's okay, too. You know, freedom by definition is going to be misused. In fact, part of the, not to get into the big long theory behind it all, but the reason you can have a limited government is because you have people who generally don't misuse their freedom. If people misuse their freedom a lot, then you have to come in with government to restrict the freedom that they're misusing. So limited government, the kind that we believe in this country, depends on virtuous people who won't misuse their freedom. Yes, you prove that you have freedom by misusing it, but if you misuse it a lot, like teenagers who stay out too late and cause trouble, then you get a curfew. That's the way the world works. So if everybody's well-behaved, you can have a lot of freedom. If they're self-governing, right? And if they're not self-governing, then eventually you're going to get other governing. That's the shortest version of a nice long speech I can give you on the importance of virtue to a limited government situation like we're supposed to have in this country. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents right now to let you know about. But if you're traveling at Davis and Olive at that intersection, you're going to see some backups, basically just right past Olive to University. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Oh, but all right, I got myself going on this topic. So I'm going to give you just one more, like, 30 seconds. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
If you believe in limited government, and I hope you do, if you believe in maximum, which is not absolute freedom, okay, but if you believe in maximizing freedom, the number one thing that you can do to protect freedom and to preserve limited government is cultivate virtue. If you cultivate virtue, if you raise children and fellow citizens who are good, as in they use freedom well, then they can be entrusted with a lot of it. But if you raise bad citizens, if you cultivate viciousness, the opposite of virtue, wickedness, selfishness, evil, okay, then eventually you're going to get not limited government. You're going to get invasive government because there's a certain amount of order has to happen, and that order is either going to come from people being good who create order on their own or people being forced to be good from a government that imposes goodness upon them through the very inefficient mechanism of laws and external coercion. All right, that's it. That's my short sermon today on the value of limited government and how it requires good people in order to have it. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom with our headline. Steve?
Well, good morning. A record-breaking number of people are expected to be traveling for the 4th of July weekend, actually through the entire holiday period. They're predicting about 71 million people will travel 50 miles more during the holiday travel period, which runs through July 7th, which is up 5% from last year. Hurricane Beryl has weakened to a Category 3 storm. The National Hurricane Center says the Caribbean storm has winds of 125 miles an hour as it moves away from Jamaica, where it killed at least 8 people so far. The hurricane is now about 100 miles southeast of the Cayman Islands and expected to create some dangerous storm surges there when it sweeps past those islands later on today. An investigation is underway into how a monkey got into a shed in Connecticut earlier this week. A homeowner was putting tools away when he came face to face with the monkey. Police and Department of Energy and Environmental Protection personnel eventually captured the elusive animal with the help of the owner. Owning a marmoset monkey in Connecticut is illegal, so it's been relocated. The monkey, not the homeowner.
That's pretty what's good, Steve. Thanks so much for the update. Somebody texts in and says 437-1620. I don't mind. That's not what they said. That's the number to text. 437-1620. I don't mind people shooting off fireworks. I have a blind kitty cat and it scares her. Yes, and I try to comfort her. But I do mind when the fireworks are going off after 9 o'clock. right now, and that's bothering me. And you know what? I think it's like trick-or-treating, right? You know, you don't trick-or-treat past 10. You generally don't trick-or-treat past about 9 or 9:30. And just, you know, trick-or-treating hours, fireworks hours, about the same.